Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
I'm trying my best not to be super jealous of you right now.
Of me?
Yeah, because next week you are going on vacation.
Yes, I am. I get it. Okay, yes, you should be jealous.
I am happy for you because everybody... Wait, what? Huh? No, yes, you should be jealous.
Yeah,
okay,
buddy.
Listen.
Woo-hoo!
You know, have I ever told you how humble you are? Anyway.
No one has.
What? Anyway, everybody deserves a break. And usually we kind of work these things out where you and I end up being on vacation at the same time. But this year we couldn't work that out. Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're doing our vacations different times.
Jess and I are taking separate vacations. Now, don't be upset. We're not breaking up. We're just taking separate vacations.
We're still very much a work couple,
yeah.
And his wife knows this,
yeah.
First and foremost. But we are vacationing at separate times, and I'm still jealous about this because I so desperately am ready for a break.
Yeah.
We all are ready for a break. So we've podcasted about this, about how taking a break is very, very healthy. But what I want to kind of discuss today, first of all, y'all already know I am always all over the place. We come before you with our podcast with one topic, one subject in mind.
Right.
And I never can, like, stay there. I know this. I say this in advance, and I apologize in advance. But, okay, here goes. So I know sometimes with us ladies, we have all the emotions and all the feels going into swimsuit season, bathing suit season for the summer. We want our summer bodies and all that stuff. Do men have those pressures? Like, and I know you can't speak for all men, but I want to know, especially since you're going on vacation, is there a part of you that's like, okay, I'm getting ready to go on vacation with my family,
right.
And my body may or may not be where I want it to be, but it is what it is, and here I am. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Do men have these same, like, stressors?
Oddly enough, I can't speak for all men.
What about you?
But I can speak for me. Yeah, there are times. We just went on a weekend trip, and there was an indoor pool. So, yeah, I took my swimsuit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I tried it on. I looked at myself in the mirror and went, wow, you've increased the temple of the body a little bit. You put on an extra room or two. But here's the thing. At the time I'm getting ready to go out and go swimming, yes, in front of other people, is there anything I can do about the way I look at that moment?
Yeah.
Nope. You know, there's nothing I can do about it at that moment. So it's like, this is me, man. Love me like I am or don't. Here we go.
Yeah.
But I do think about it when I'm thinking about, okay, what am I making for dinner tonight? Is it lean meat and roasted vegetables, or is it that penne Alfredo, with bacon and you know what I'm saying?
It's so funny. I have to stop you right quick because earlier you asked me my opinion. You was like, should I have steak and a salad for dinner, or should I have penne pasta and Alfredo?
And what was your response?
Penne and Alfredo.
Yeah. Thanks for the support. Thank you.
I'm that supportive friend.
At least it's honest because I was thinking the same thing. It's like, that's what I really want. But I try very hard not to go out and then be extremely self-conscious to where I don't enjoy time with the family or time where we are in the moment and so forth. When we went on our cruise last year, I got over that real quick because I thought, oh, you know, it's a cruise. There's going to be all these Ken and Barbies out there by the pool. Mm. And here I am. Hey, hey, hey. And I wasn't. I was like, oh, yeah, I fit in with this crowd. I'm good. You know, it's sometimes the pressure we put on ourselves is far more punishing and belittling than what reality actually is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the answer to your question after taking an hour to answer,
yes, I do
think about it, but I try very hard not to let
live
it
your
negative.
Life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we've talked about this so much. over the last year, I've been, you know, trying to eat healthier.
Right.
Lost 50 pounds over the last year, and I'm still not where I want to be. And even though I've lost 50 pounds, here we are again in the season where, you know, we put on the bathing suits, and I'm still not as comfortable putting on my swimsuit, but I know I'm not where I was last year, but all those feelings still come back.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, when I put on my bathing suit, because I'm going to the beach with my mom and my sister next month, and I'm like, when I put on my swimsuit, everybody's going to already be looking at me. And I'm like, I'm trying to get out of that mindset. And my mom is like, nobody cares. They're going to be at the beach on vacation.
Right.
They're caring about
themselves.
They're not at work right now. They're on vacation. Ain't nobody going to be thinking about you. Yeah. And she didn't mean that in a mean way. She was just saying,
perspective.
Why are you thinking? She was like, I'm not trying to say you're self-absorbed. However, you're making this about you instead of having fun being in the moment.
Yeah.
Quit making it about you.
And quit allowing it to destroy your enjoyment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so hard.
It is.
So hard. And I know it's an insecurity. And I know it's shame. I know it's guilt. I know those feelings are straight from Satan. I know they are. But it's so hard to get out of that mindset.
It is.
Especially when those lies have been ingrained in your mind, especially when you've been a certain size for so long. It's so, so hard. And when I was in church on Sunday, my pastor talked about one thing that we have a habit of doing, and that's, one, focusing on the things that you're not. And we also have a habit of talking about our problems instead of talking about how good God is. And I really, like, that hit home for me. When somebody asks me how things are going, when somebody asks me what's going on in my life, I have a tendency to rattle off when I'm feeling bad or talk about my ailments or talk about just my giant. Instead of focusing on the goodness of God, it's there. The way he described it was, he gave these two examples. One single mom might say, I'm a single mom and I don't know how I'm gonna feed these kids. You could talk to another single mom who says, I'm a single mom, but I have a God who says he will supply all my needs.
Right.
That's focusing on God.
Yeah.
And then there's the person who just found out they have cancer, and perspective is, I just have cancer and all you see is death. But then there's the person who has the perspective of, the doctor just told me I have cancer, but my God says I can already claim victory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's
that perspective. So that's what I want to strive for, instead of always focusing on who I'm not, instead of not just looking at my body and thinking, oh my gosh, ugh. I would love to be able to look in the mirror and say, I am fearfully, wonderfully made. I would love to be able to look at a problem I have and already think, you know what? My God is greater. Whatever, I'm not going to stress over that thing today. That's what I would love to be able to do.
I know. I get that. Sometimes we have to work at having that perspective. Very recently, I was having a wonderful conversation with a very good friend of mine about their job. And they were kind of grumping about their job. Oh, this is that, and I have to deal with that person, and I can't believe this person. And I listened for a while, and, you know, there were some things that was like, yeah, I experienced that too. I get you. I hear you. You know, I understand. And then we spent some time talking about the good points of the job.
Yeah.
Going over, well, you know, your job allows you to do this, and, you know, your job allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, the perspective was feeling better. It doesn't take all the issues that they were having, right, about the job and just magically make them disappear. but it changes the perspective of, okay, yeah, every situation has something that you could look negatively on. But also, if you focus on what is positive, the next thing you know, your feelings change. And you and I both can agree, I hope, we run on feelings.
Yeah.
We
oh,
truly,
I know I do.
We truly run on feelings.
I wish I didn't.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, you know, no, I don't.
Feelings are a gift from God.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They absolutely are. And yeah. One of the things—
I'm glad I have feelings.
And I admire that you have feelings.
We are a team, and that means one of us has to have some feelings.
Yeah. Well, I have feelings.
You have a feeling.
I have a feeling. It just gets used up a lot. But a pastor once gave a sermon that really hit home with me, and he said, right feelings follow right actions.
Mm.
And so when we are feeling grumpy and the world is just a big old bucket of suck and nothing's going right and I don't like this and I don't like that, when we really focus on the right actions, we focus on— you remember grandma saying count your blessings?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it seems kind of cheesy sometimes and oh so Christian-y to go, oh, you better count your blessings. But the thing of it is, look at the little things that God has done and is doing, and the next thing you know, your perspective changes, your heart changes, your feelings change.
I believe that.
And that means the day may go better for us. And it happened. I have to work on that.
Me too.
I really have to work on— there are days when I catch myself in this vicious downward spiraling circle of grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this didn't go right, and I'm complaining about that. Well, then my bad attitude causes something else for me to perceive it as bad, and just the spiraling down. And the other day, I just stopped, and I just found a quiet place, and I went to God, and I said, I'm sorry. I am being such a jerk right now. I am being very selfish. All I'm thinking about is me. I ask for forgiveness. Will you please put in my heart the vision for today and the feelings for the people that you want me to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was better.
Yeah.
I'm still a little grumpy.
If we do that, if we can do that when we're starting to feel like that, it's—
but it's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. And I think what's helped me is being around a grumpy, negative person. If you—
who?
Are around—
who are you talking
about? I say no names.
Okay.
I say no names.
I'm not grumpy all the time.
To protect the
innocent?
Okay. No, but seriously, yeah. Being around a negative and grumpy person will help you become a more positive person. I wholeheartedly believe that.
It's an interesting perspective.
It's helped me, and it's helped me with a more positive perspective. Because let me tell you, again, I say no names.
Mm-hmm.
But being around a couple of negative people in my life, one of the negative Nellies in my life, I love very much. But let me tell you, watching this person be so negative has been so— it's hurt my heart. Mm-hmm. It really has. And constantly reminding this person, you are being so negative and you have so much to be thankful for. Yes, this has happened to you, but look at the blessings you have.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what you have now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how much you have survived. You are thriving. Look at what God has done for you. Look at where you were and look at where you're at now.
Right.
This is what hurts my heart so much, is to know where you were and to be at a place where you can look back and see that all God has done for you.
Yeah.
And to see what God delivered you from and to see how he picked you up out of that pit, especially if you are on the mountaintop right now and you can look down and see, oh my God, look what you did for me.
Right.
And you have the nerve to not be like worshiping and praising and giving him the glory. And all you can do is sit and complain and be negative and think about all that you don't have. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Being around somebody like that fuels me because it makes me want to be a better person. It makes me just want to drop to my knees and say, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you for another day. It makes me think of all the things that he's delivered me from. It makes me want to pray for that person too. And it makes me want to pray that they just see what he's done for them.
Yeah.
And like, I just can't even fathom some of the things that God has done for people, and they still want to sit and wallow in negativity.
That's the point.
How can you be so negative
right.
when God has delivered you?
Wallowing. That's the point, though. And that, you know what? And that's a very key point because all of us get down. All of us have a point where we're frustrated. All of us get angry and frustrated.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have, like, we
exactly.
all do. Like,
right.
I might have a day, I may have a moment that I'm just like, look, I want to sit here and put my head under my covers
mm-hmm.
and just don't touch me. Don't bother me.
Right.
I want to have my moment, but I'm going to get up.
Exactly.
I'm going to get up.
We don't wallow in it.
Right.
I think Chris, my wife has a saying. It's like, I don't have any butter on my bread and I don't want any.
Leave me alone for a
exactly.
minute.
Exactly. It's like nothing that you say or do is going to make me happy
and
right
then
now.
And then tomorrow it's like, can I have some of your butter?
Exactly. And, well, and it's like, it's okay
yes.
to be down. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to have bad days.
Absolutely.
It's just you don't wallow in
you
it.
Don't
you don't
stay there.
Right.
You don't stay stuck.
And we're not saying by any means that when you're having a bad day, you're having some rough feelings, you're doing that negative self-talk, that the feelings that you're having at that moment, we are not saying they are not valid.
They are valid.
Yeah, they
you
are.
You can
your
have
feelings,
a bad day.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's normal. That's life. That's what happens. But to stay there is what we're talking about. It's like you can't.
Yeah.
You cannot stay there. First and foremost, you're burning daylight. You're
mm-hmm.
not where God wants you to be, and God will show you how to get out of it. Maybe that is just doing something for you, saying, you know what? I'm going to take myself to a movie.
Yep.
I'm going to take a day for me. Maybe that means going to see a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that means seeing a doctor of some sort. You know, there's a whole lot of ways that God will bring you out of whatever it is that you're in, but he will do it. It often takes work on our part, like we were just saying. But it's okay to have the feelings. You just don't want to stay there.
And maybe not having a bad day means don't even putting on that bathing suit.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian and Education Stores. And anybody who knows Jess knows that I love a deal and
mm-hmm.
I love a bargain.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can get bargains at Mardell, like toys for the kiddos and maybe you too. And things like Melissa and Doug and science and craft activity kits. They're all 30% off. And not to mention best-selling books, 40 to 50% off every day, and all others, 20% off.
Yes, please.
Hello?
You can also find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. You can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime by downloading the Mardell app.
Try the Peas and Carrots podcast for more encouragement. Brian and Kayla share life from their piece of the vegetable patch. Expect a laugh, find common ground, and hear stories you can't wait to share. It's a podcast about doing life together, growing in Christ together, and learning to laugh no matter what comes your way. Search Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts today.